Do you know the number one thing that surprises engaged couples? Take a guess. The sheer amount of decisions they have to make while planning a wedding. Indoors or outdoors? How many guests? Are kids invited? Controversial. Which cake flavor? Seriously, how do you even begin to figure out what's right for you? That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to make every wedding decision a piece of cake, from choosing your dream wedding venue and vendors to deciding how to best spend your budget. With tons of customizable wedding websites, save the dates and invites, every detail will feel like you. Zola will even help you choose the gifts, experiences, and cash funds you really want. The next thing you know, you've planned your whole wedding all in one place. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Josh Allen continuing his weekly streak of the greatest play in the NFL for that season with that pass pitch. Again, in that play, he is credited with throwing a touchdown pass and catching a touchdown pass, although he's not credited with a reception.
So he didn't actually, he didn't catch it.
He didn't get a catch. But he got a touchdown reception.
But he did catch his own ball.
Kind of.
Right. In a way.
In a way.
Look, bottom line is this. At the end of the game, if you had him in fantasy, he got two touchdowns on one play.
Wow.
So there you go. Joining us, a man. You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5.
A man WCF. On a breakfast run right now.
Oh, on a breakfast run. Oh, yeah. You know that kid's trying to get out of the house as fast as he can. Mm-hmm. Not only is he a brilliant football mind, today he is the proud father of a brand new fresh baby girl. Ladies and gentlemen, from 13 Wham and Buffalo Plus, hot takes, keep it down, watch your mouth, please don't swear on the air, Chesty, brand new dad, Fates. Dad, congratulations, buddy.
Thank you. I didn't do anything. My wife is a superhero, but yes, we're still at the hospital, so I'm on a bagel run to get breakfast and coffee for my wife. So this worked out perfectly.
Okay, so here's the thing.
What's that?
I'm going to give him a class tip. Now, I know you've been through this a couple of times, but as an older father, you
and
know
a
you,
girl dad.
Yep. You know you have to come back with bagels and coffee for the nurses too, right?
That's later. We do the cookies. We send the cookie tray to the maternity and recovery ward.
Well, you don't chintz out, bro. You're still there. Don't be king chintz.
All right, Dan, I'm going to ask you a question. So three girls, triple girl dad, your wife, everything's going well? She's all good?
Yes, we are doing well. Recovery's, everybody's healthy. They keep saying that, you know, they always want you to recover. Oh, just rest. And then they come in every 20 minutes, turn on the lights. Like, I just got to check something. It's like, yeah, all right. Like, we just want to sleep.
Yeah, it's got to be hard for you, Dan. That's got to be really hard for you. Dan!
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if this is too personal. Tell me if it is. Tommy, for those who don't know, when you are in the delivery room and your wife is giving birth, when it's happening, they give you the option. You could stand by their head or you could stand by their feet.
All right, so you can either get front row
or
backstage.
Stay away. Yeah. Now, I wanted head. I asked for head, and they made me hold my wife's leg on the first one, and it was the most horrific thing I'd ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
It was miracle like of birth.
Yeah, but it's like your wife's turning into a super soaker.
Damn.
Oh, Jesus.
I know, Dan. Dan, head or feet? Where was it?
North of the border.
Good boy. Attaboy. Good job.
I'm always team support up by the head. This was, we had, my wife's a superhero. It was a C-section. Then she had a natural birth. This was another C-section. So I was behind the big curtain. That's who I was.
It's like you're waiting for the greatest show ever to start.
Yeah.
Ladies and da-da-da! All right, Dan, let's talk football. True or false, Josh Allen won the MVP last night?
Yeah, it's over. It was just another one of those performances that you sit there and go, like, how? And I know, listen, Saquon Barkley's having an unbelievable season. He may break some, you know, rushing records and all of those things. Saquon Barkley also has the best offensive line in football. He also has maybe one of the best defenses in football. He has two all-pro wide receivers. He has a Pro Bowl-caliber quarterback. Josh Allen has none of those things. To your point, he is catching touchdown passes that he is throwing. Like, that is the level that Josh has taken his play of carrying this team to another level. There's no question in my mind he's the MVP. He solidified that last night in just spectacular, crazy, just insane fashion.
Okay, here's what I'm dying to know.
What's that?
Tommy, because I don't believe he had a mic on him, Josh Allen, yesterday. Okay. I don't think he was mic'd up. The way that they talked about that play, the Amari Cooper toss back to Josh Allen, run into the end zone, they said they just locked eyes and it made it happen. I am dying to know, Dan, if Josh Allen was yelling, give me the ball, give me the ball, give me the ball, while he was running towards Amari Cooper.
He had to. And then, like, obviously the pictures are incredible of, you know, the Superman dive like he had in Minnesota and all of those things. And somebody did point it out, and like, he's a sicko for smiling while he's flying through the air in that moment of just pure chaos. He's like a six-year-old playing backyard football, being like, this is so much fun, guys. Look at me. Like, this is just – and you've heard that before. Amari Cooper said it a few weeks ago, that this is the most fun. He's, like, found his joy for football again. Like, all of these things are just crazy to the point of, like, what Josh Allen brings as the golden retriever off the field and then the, you know, the cyborg, the robot, the human unicorn that he is on the field. It is just – insane to watch. Again, statistically, it may not be his best year, but with the lack of big name talent around him, we will say, and big names that, you know, maybe common NFL fans wouldn't know, what he's doing is insane.
Okay. So with that out of the way, he's the MVP.
All right.
Oh, were you going to say something? I'm sorry. Okay. Tommy, we learned more weird things last night. Right. Not only did Josh Allen throw and have a receiving touchdown in the same play, he was the first quarterback in the history of the NFL over a century to throw, rush, and receive a touchdown in the same game. On top of that, he also passed Jim Kelly for the most touchdowns in a career in Bills franchise history, and he could play for another decade.
Yeah, how long did Kelly play for?
In Buffalo, 86 to 90, so 11 seasons.
96, 98, yeah.
Yep. So he's probably done it quicker than Jim.
Yes, he has done it quicker, although it's a different league. Dan, the reason I asked this, right, we talked about it earlier, he's got more touchdowns than O.J. Simpson, Thurman Thomas, who won an MVP, Andre Reed, Jim Kelly, all of them Hall of Famer. Is Josh Allen already the greatest player in Bills history?
Yes, and that's not just recency bias. It's also the fact of taking the team from where they were when he got there to what they are now. He has turned them into kind of America's team and this fun team that, yeah, obviously you're going to get Patriots fans, Dolphins fans, Chiefs fans that will constantly diminish him. And it has been very fun to see people save all of the receipts on social media about how bad the Bills were going to be this year, that Josh needed Stephon Diggs and all of these things. And all of those quotes are coming back up of like, oh, how'd that work out for you? When there's replies from May, when people are like, the Bills are going to finish with 4 wins this year. All of those things. Josh has been just an integral part of turning this Bills team into a Super Bowl contender. That being said, I think you were talking about it. Like, I'll ask you the question, Duffy. I know you need a championship to really solidify that, but if he doesn't win, does he still get a statue outside of the new Bills Stadium?
That's because, a like, really good
statue.
Question.
Ooh.
Because we're approaching that. Like, I think about some of the bad statues that we've had recently, like Dwayne Wade and things like that. Like, all those guys won championships.
Yep.
But even, like, Doug Peterson and Nick Foles have a statue outside of Lincoln Financial Field because of one play.
Yeah.
There are 15 plays of Josh Allen hurdling people, diving, celebrating, that could all be awesome statues next to a 30-foot-tall buffalo outside of the new Bills Stadium, which would be incredible. I don't know if he has that yet, but you would have to think he's on the trajectory to get one when it's all said and done.
All right, so let's kick this around. Dan Fates from 13 Wham Buffalo Plus joining us after the birth of his third daughter. He's on a bagel run and taking his time because, God, we've all been there. Mm. We've all been there.
Yeah.
Tommy.
Thank God my wife doesn't listen to the show.
She's listening right now. She just texted us. She said, don't come back. You had suggested this morning that the still photo of him with his arm out would be his stature.
Yeah, like flying through the air, much like Bobby Orr
for
the
Bruins. Exactly. But Tommy, if we look at history, Jim Kelly, Hall of Famer, no statue. Okay. Andre Reed, Hall of Famer, no statue. Thurman Thomas, Hall of Famer, no statue. Bruce Smith, Hall of Famer, no statue. Marv Levy, Hall of Famer, no statue.
So the only statue you got is Ralph.
You got it. And, you know, he paid for everything, so you got to give him a statue.
He bought his own statue.
Would it be disrespectful to the rest of the Bills players that have helped put this franchise where it is to give Josh a statue without a championship?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you got to think, like, Kelly and those guys would be completely butt-pissed that...
Butt-pissed? What? Oh, butt-pissed!
I mean, at least I got you to four.
Can we say that on the air?
Yeah, that just happened. Yeah, that just happened.
Because it technically cannot happen. That's why you can say it.
No, it can't, especially if you eat those leftovers.
No, but I mean, you can't, like... Those guys went to four Super Bowls. You didn't go to any, and you're going to get that. Like, does Dan Marino have a statue? Because he's probably one of the greatest quarterbacks ever.
Yeah.
Never won a championship.
No champion. Look, I don't think that you have to have a championship to be a great quarterback. But Dan,
are you statue-worthy?
I think you do in this case. Like, in terms of where this team was in the past, where they went to four Super Bowls. Like, don't you think, like, to really achieve that next step in the franchise – is to win one.
Yeah.
Okay, so you guys are saying you would need a statue for at least Jim Kelly before you give Josh Allen a statue.
Oh, no. I'm saying Josh Allen would get a statue before anybody, but he's got to get that championship.
But let's say
first.
He never gets it. Knock on wood. No. It's not going to happen.
Then Jim's got to get it first.
So if no Jim, no Josh is what you're saying.
Yeah, because, I mean, Jim Kelly is Western New York. He lives it.
Okay.
He still lives here. He lives the lifestyle. This kid goes back to Malibu and marries a movie star.
I love how
Jim kept his money here. His roots are here.
Tommy, I think what also gets lost in this, which I'm not trying to bring up that past, Jim Kelly straight up said he didn't want to go to Buffalo.
He was a drunk kid when he said it.
Drunk kid.
By the way, Dan Marino does have a statue in front of Hard Rock Stadium.
Ooh.
A bronze statue.
Oh, it was bronze.
But like, I think that gets lost of, like, Jim Kelly is all these things. Like, Jim Kelly straight up said, no, I'm not playing for the Bills in that Buffalo in awfulness. And Josh came in there, fully embraced it. He's got more touchdowns now than Kelly, more rushing yards than O.J. Simpson. Like, he's going to have, like, every statistical category of beating all of those guys that came before him. So, I think it'd be way better to have the championship to go along with the statue. That kind of seems what it is. But I think that it's not disrespectful to those guys with what Josh has done.
But if you give him the statue, it's got to be way in the future.
Saying no. I'm
well,
with
hold
you.
On.
With the because new we don't know. I agree.
Give it to him now. Yeah. Why not?
No.
Well, Dan, hold on.
What if you give him a statue and he leaves the net? You know what I mean? Some weird thing happens.
No, I understand.
Where he's gone.
But here's the thing. I think that retirement to statue or moment to statue has gotten a lot smaller than it was in the past.
It's kind of weird when a guy still. First of all, it's weird that you give out statues with a dude still standing there.
What are you talking about? Dwayne Wade just got one. He retired 2 years ago.
But I think it used
Nick
to be
Foles,
dead.
Nick Foles, the quarterback who won the Super Bowl for the Eagles, he was still in the league when he got his
statue. That's weird. Like, Lombardi,
yes.
Lombardi did not get that statue until after he passed.
With Lombardi? You always talk about Lombardi every time we bring up football.
Because he's the greatest ever.
Is he?
Yeah.
Is he?
So far... You don't like Jim Kelly, and you don't like Vince Lombardi.
No, we don't.
Anything else you want to talk about?
Vince Lombardi was like playing with like plumbers and electricians. Like, it's a different time.
Ooh, and
he made it work
till he had to get a exam, and he wouldn't do it, and that's why he passed away. Which is why you should always go get a colonoscopy and a prostate exam.
Duffy, it's a short thing, isn't it? It's a short thing.
Oh.
You call him Vince Lombardi short now?
Well, he was.
He was.
What the hell are you doing out there? I can't see. There's a guy standing in front of me. Dan Fates from 13 Wham and Buffalo Plus joining us on his bagel coffee run, abandoning his wife and newborn daughter at the hospital.
Insulting institutions, but go ahead.
All right, so, Dad, as we look down the line here, right, like the last daunting game on the schedule is Detroit. I mean, this Bills team can hang with this Lions team no problem. They won in Detroit the last time on that amazing last-second drive with Stephon Diggs. We're getting help The Ravens lose yesterday. The Steelers win, and I know a lot of Bills fans are like that, but you also may have put the Bengals out of their misery, and they know how to beat the Bills. If they were a wild card, that would have been a problem. Dan, it feels like this season, compared to other ones, are just lining up. Like, it feels like this is the moment, doesn't it?
Yeah, it definitely does. And you mentioned those teams that, you know, the Ravens losing and all of those kind of things. It also just feels like the Ravens did lose, but, like, the fact that everybody else seems gettable this year. And I know, like, we had LeSean McCoy on Buffalo Plus 2 weeks ago during the bye week, and he was kind of talking about, like, well, even though they beat the Chiefs, like, I know the Chiefs will beat them in the playoffs because that's what they've always done.
Oh, my God, LeSean, how could you?
Yeah, and I just was thinking, like, yeah, that's easy to say, like, oh, that's what's always happened, so it'll happen again. But, like, the Chiefs just seem so gettable this year. They just seem to be not like the Chiefs we have seen in the past. Patrick Mahomes hasn't played at that level, so it does kind of seem to be lining up. Like, I think the Chiefs will lose another game. I didn't think originally on the schedule I had that. I think when you asked me before, like, do the Bills get the one seed? And a few weeks ago we talked, and I was like, I don't think so. Like, the Chiefs will
figure. Oh, no, you didn't say I don't think so. You said no and then insulted me for suggesting you were wrong. But go on, Dan. I'm sorry. But go on.
Yeah. No, that sounds like something, like, that sounds like something I would say. But now I realize, like, they got to play the Broncos. They got to play the Steelers still. Like, obviously the Bills have to play the Lions, which is going to be a very tough game. They probably won't be favored in that matchup. But I still think it shakes out well for maybe, I don't know, over a 50-50 chance that the Bills will take the one seed, which will be huge.
Dan Fates, 13 WAM, Buffalo Plus. All right, so you look at what the Bills have done to improve this roster. Mm. I mean, it's almost like Brandon Bean knew exactly what this team needed more than anybody else, more than the players on this roster. I mean, Dan, it's almost uncanny that the GM has a feel for this team the way that he does.
Yeah.
That's no? Nice. Am I wrong?
I think he got lucky on some things.
Oh, look who's disrespected institutions now.
Yeah. He did have to make a trade in the middle of the season to grab a number one wide receiver because Marquez Valdez-Scantling, who I thought was going to be solid, is now being really solid with the Saints. So, like, I think there has been some slip-ups along the way. Their pass rush still isn't exactly where it needs to be. But you're now, like I said, this is another game where we say, hey, the Bills won. They won by 25 points. And, you know, impressive win. They didn't have Keon Coleman. They didn't have Dalton Kincaid. They expect to get those guys back. Amari Cooper is getting obviously healthier, more involved in the offense. I think Bean got a little bit lucky with Josh going full cyborg, superhuman with this run. But it's also Sean coaching up this defense to be, again, a very high-caliber defense like he always has.
So first-name basis. I think, that's what a big deal Dan is. First-name basis with Sean over there.
Sean?
Yeah, Sean. Sean
tell you that?
Yeah, Sean Snow Angel McDermott. How about that?
Did you see that?
That was personality. Funny.
I really say, can I be honest with you? I'm such a damaged Bills fan, Dan. No. When I saw that, my first thought was, please don't let this be used on Twitter
later on at some point.
2 months when something bad happens. Please, God, no.
Yeah. That was like part of the point I think that Kimmy and I were saying. Like, you can't put the statue up when Josh is playing because that's bad juju.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Dan Fates, 13 WAM. Dan, let's say I love...
Oh, wait, one more question about Tyler Bass.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Sucks. By the way,
Just real quick, sidebar.
You know, Tyler Bass misses a 49-yard field goal in the snow, completely understandable.
But overall, solid performance.
Every other kick was right down the pike. Dan, how does he kick so well in that last night?
I don't know. And, like, the missed field goal was, like, off. Like, obviously, I think if it's a different situation, maybe the Bills go for it, things like that. But it was like, hey, like, let's try a 50-yard field goal in the snow. And it was good. It was a good kick. Just missed a little bit. Like, I didn't walk away being like, oh, more problems for Bass. Like, I thought it was, hey, good kick. Didn't go in. I knew Kimmy would bring this up because she always likes to, you know, rain on the parade of a Bills win because that's kind of her MO. So I figured that was coming.
I did it one time. Where's my statue?
Dan, so let's say I love what you and Catalana and Jenna do on 13 WAM, but I'm looking for coverage of Buffalo that you have plus a little bit.
I think
more.
I said there's right.
You know, I think there's no more. There's no plus.
No, I don't think so.
No,
it's just Buffalo.
This is where you jump in, Dan. I know you're tired. You have a new baby.
No. I just thought Tommy would have another smart aleck comment. So,
he is making a face right now. You can't see it, but it looks like he wants to say something.
Yeah.
He's got that confused old
get
man.
Get your
look.
Jokes out now, man, because once you live with a house full of women, jokes die.
Yeah. Yeah, some of the nurses don't like my jokes at all. My wife's not really happy about it either, because I was like, oh, she had a C-section, but I have to sleep in the reclining chair. You guys don't know the pain. My wife did not like that joke.
Oh, yeah. Oh, good. So your wife and the nurse have good taste. That's good to know, dude.
Yeah. There is the Buffalo Plus YouTube channel. I'm taking about 2 weeks to be with the family. Obviously, all
no.
That
no.
Walked right into that one, didn't I, God. Tommy?
I wish my TV had there, like 70 channels of sports so I could get a take.
Yeah, yes, I put it on a T for you there. Mike and Jetta,
I'm going over to 10.
All of the coverage there. They were,
I'm done with
you people. They were in the snow last night, so Buffalo Plus YouTube channel will have their reactions as well.
I'm going to watch that punk kid on 10. He's just out of high school.
Dan, always a pleasure, buddy. Enjoy your bagels, your coffee. Give everyone a big hug for us. Congratulations again, man. We're really happy for you.
I appreciate it, guys. Always love coming on. Have a good one.
There you go. There goes Dan Fates back to reality. I don't know what's more painful.
No Dan for 2 weeks.
I don't know what's more painful, childbirth or listening to Tommy talk. Only women can tell us. Turns out,
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That a shockingly high number of Americans actually love doing this holiday standard for friends and family. Mm. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, Tommy?
Yeah, buddy.
6 in 10 Americans say they like hosting overnight guests.
Why?
So your stepkids have been staying with you.
Yeah.
How's that been?
They went home today.
Oh, yeah. So now you can talk all your crap, huh?
Now keep in mind.
It's tough.
Is it?
It's tough.
So you didn't enjoy them being.
Oh, I enjoyed it, but it was tough love. Bro,
tough
it was,
love.
Yeah, you know, we got a small house. It was tough.
Who's we? You buy a house with a cricket? Your wife has a small house. You live
I got
in
some
it.
Sweat equity in that.
No, you ain't got jack. You don't even sweat. You've said it on the air before. So you're saying you are not. With your stepkids leaving today, one of the 6 in 10 Americans that like hosting overnight guests.
It's a lot of work.
Okay.
And it's like you don't have any privacy.
Okay.
You like it because you never lived by yourself.
No, that's true. I've never solo lived.
And you never really had anything.
What is that?
Well, like when you grew up poor, you never had much.
So what does that have to do with hosting?
Like you're not used to like, I've lived by myself a lot and it's kind of nice.
Okay. Kimmy? Are you one of the 6 in 10 Americans?
She don't let anybody go to her house.
You let the kid answer the question.
She has never hosted a family event at her house.
We're not talking family. We're just talking people in general, right?
Are you one of the 6 in 10 Americans that like hosting overnight guests?
I think...
Host. She hosted.
He's so angry, he's knocking his microphone away.
No, I do.
You host the creep cap. You host Phil.
This is true. I know, which makes me look forward to the good things that I host.
Yeah.
Zing.
Really set her up for that one.
I forgot what I was going to say.
So you got people over.
I like hosting people because it usually means that like somebody's coming into town that you don't get to see all that often. So you're just excited to see them in general. And
what's your jackass party girls from West Virginia showing up? Bucktooth Betty over there. Open up a can of beer with no opener.
Why would you need
what
opener
did I
for
do
a
to
can
you
of
today?
Beer? By the way, that's how old he is. Yeah, he's so old they had cans of beer where you needed an opener when he was a kid. But go on, Kimmy. I'm sorry.
I think part of it too for people is, and I can attest as somebody who had a wedding shower, you buy these things and you ask for these things thinking like one day I'm going to use this when I host something, or one day I'm going to need this. Well, we'll need this for when we have people over, and it kind of finally gives you this opportunity to use all this stuff that's been sitting in your basement that you haven't touched.
Okay.
A cheese board.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean,
it says welcome.
Well, don't touch the guest towels. They're for the guests. Well, finally the guests get to use those towels. You know what I mean?
I mean, look, I'm kind of with Kimmy here. Obviously it depends on who it is, because if your in-laws are coming to town and spending a couple of days, that sucks.
Family's different. I would say family's going to be different than an out-of-town guest.
Oh, so you got an out-of-town buddy you would want to spend the night at your
film. And by the way, I did.
You didn't like it? You bitched the whole time.
I had.
You watched Cheaters 233?
Yeah, how many busted-ass comics stayed at my house?
I'm not saying.
I'll tell you, all of them.
I'm not saying you didn't do it, but you had to do it because other comics did it for you when you were busted.
And I paid it forward.
And that's admirable, but it doesn't mean you like it.
No, I didn't.
It could also be, too, I mean, if family comes into town, let's say it's your parents or in-laws that you live away from family and you have kids. Well, that's kind of like somebody who's now going to occupy your kids for a while.
Yeah, but it's not worth that.
But family will treat your house differently than an out-of-town friend.
Mm.
In a bad way or a good way?
No, in a bad way. Because family just thinks, well, it's your family.
Mm.
You know, they just kind of come in and treat it like their house.
No, he's right about
that. Where an out-of-town guest will treat it with more respect, I think, than family.
No, you're right about that. 252 WCMF, 6 and 10 Americans say they like hosting overnight guests as we get past Thanksgiving, moving into the holidays, the most common time to have a bed and breakfast in your house for a couple of days. No, look, I'm with Kimmy. Like I said, in-laws, no fun. Family, no fun. But there are those people that you love to spend time with, and adult sleepovers do give you the opportunity to do things you don't normally do.
Or stuff that you haven't done since you were a kid.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, you can drink a hell of
Stay
a lot
and
more.
Watch movies.
There you go, right? Yeah. You have a lot of time.
Snacks.
Okay, calm down, Snack Queen. Calm down.
Your house is going to be full of food. That's for sure.
Let's put the food aside for a second.
What? I'm serious. Because you're going to ask them what they like to eat, what
they
want.
You can just go to the grocery store and buy food. You don't have to have guests.
No, I know, but you're going to have more. You're going to buy stuff that you wouldn't normally buy yourself.
You're going to eat like you were back in college.
Yeah.
There can be a lot of pressure when you're getting together with friends or family you haven't seen in a while and you're just meeting them at a bar or like popping by their place for a few hours. Like, you feel like you have to get all of the catching up in an hour or two.
Okay.
Whereas when they're staying at your house, you catch up while doing nothing, which is the best kind of catching up.
Yeah.
Where like conversations just happen organically and you're building memories again. I really like it. I really like having
the house guests.
Well, friends.
Yeah.
You know. And there's a very surprising statistic in this study when they go a little bit deeper. Because 6 in 10 Americans say they like hosting overnight guests. Do you want to guess who the most hospitable people are based on age and gender?
Age and gender. I'm going to say female and age. God, that's a tough one.
Okay, take your time.
45.
Okay.
I was going to say female millennials, just because they grew up with sleepovers.
Okay, you're both wrong. You could not be more wrong, Tommy.
Ooh. By the way, sleepovers better on this day of one.
Did you have sleepovers?
No. A boy sleepover?
I had sleepovers when I was a kid. Everybody had sleepovers.
Really?
Yeah. Even my house with a hole in the roof had sleepovers.
Yeah, where did they sleep?
Underneath the hole.
I feel like you didn't really have sleepovers.
My mom was in your mom's house?
Yeah, it's weird. That's how much she wanted it. The most hospitable people, according to this study, young adult men.
Men are jerks.
Gen Z and millennial dudes. Young adult men.
Yeah, you guys don't change the sheets. Like, I don't want to stay here.
Yeah,
house.
You're gross.
Okay, I love how you sided with her.
Men
you're
are
gross.
Filthy.
Are a man.
But girls are clean. They pick up after. Boys are just pigs.
The reason you let guys stay with you, other than the fantasy, makes sense as to why young adult men are the most hospitable.
Right.
They're the exact kind of people who always need a place to stay.
They definitely got snacks.
Okay, can we leave the snacks alone? For God's sakes. No, man, like, if I'm coming through town, I ain't got money, I'm a young guy, I'm going to crash at my buddy's place, and I'm going to open it up to my buddy, too. And you're always
going to... definitely not going to give you a blanket.
I don't need a blanket.
Yeah.
I'm going to drink...
You're going to be sleeping on the floor.
I'm going to drink
like
myself.
A half-ass pillow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The least hospitable, according to this study, older women.
Don't have them over?
Really?
Yeah. Which makes sense as to why Tommy feels this way.
I would feel like an old bag would be like
yeah.
nice, quiet, doesn't get loud, doesn't drink.
Your aunt, she would go to bed at 8 o'clock at night. She would get pissed off about everything getting touched and moved in our house.
Yeah. But I actually had my aunt in my house up here.
No, she's staying with you. I'm talking about...
But you never stayed with her.
No, oh, yeah, you would stay with her. Oh, you did. And she hated it. I mean, not just because of his personality, but she's taking up space.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I would have thought older women would have been the most hospitable.
Yeah.
No, the opposite. Man. If you need a place to stay.
Man, old women ain't good for nothing. They're stealing everything.
What's old, though? Like, what do you mean by older?
I believe it was over 60.
Okay.
Oh, are you talking...
Yeah, but that's like...
Ancient.
But I'm... Jesus. I'm thinking they're grandparents, I would think that would make them more excited about hosting. You know?
I mean, maybe it depends.
Yeah.
Oh, like, there's going to be some depends, and she ain't picking them up.